Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Yud Beis. On Amr Beis, the Gemara brings the Mishnah, a person is not allowed to read to the light of a candle on Shabbos because of the chashash that he might come to move the candle and create a bigger fire, chashash shema mavir. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba afilu gavaya shtei kaimois, even if the candle is two stories up, vafilu shtei mardois, even two plow handles, vafilu asara batim zu al gabe zu, even if it's 10 houses one on top of the other, it's going to be asar. And Rashi says, why is it asar? Dibur hamaskel vafilu gavaya. Rashi says, even though it's high up, there's no concern that a person is going to move the candle. The kivan de gazer le palog l'mulsayu. Since Chazal will gazer that a person cannot read the araner, le palog l'mulsayu, le plug, it's always going to be usr. So Rashi clearly says that the tam of the isser, even in a situation where it's not likely you'll get to it, is because of a loy plug. And Rashi says the same thing on Daf Kuf Memtes. The hayol v'namuch, usr, since it's usr when it's low down, gavaya nami usr shalay tachlik, unakim v'machalik. And other Rishonim say that tam as well. However, if you look in the Rambam, Hilchas Shabbos, Perakei Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam says, Vafilu yud batim, and he brings a different case. He says lo yikra, lo yifale lo oire b'tachtoina, shema yishkach v'yate. The Rambam says that a person cannot read lo oire ner because he might forget. He might actually go ahead and do it. And the Rosh Yosef explains that the Rambam is arguing on Rashi. The Rambam seems to say that there is a real chashash, and there were geyser that a person cannot read lo oire ner even if it's very far away because we're concerned that you might come to be mate. The truth is, the Bach in Simon Reish Ayin Hey says that, first he says, like the Rish Yosef, that the reason why the Rambam holds its usher is because it's a real chashash. And he says that even if that chashash itself wouldn't be enough to be geyser, but then there's a loy plug. In other words, Rashi says there's no chashash at all, but there's a loy plug. The Bach says that the Rambam held there is somewhat of a chashash, but the chashash itself wouldn't be enough. And then, because of the loy plug, there were geyser even on the chashash, the far away chance. But then he asks a question on it, and he wants to say that the Rambam doesn't really mean that the far away places are going to be usher because of the chashash. The Rambam is saying, like Rashi, really there's a loy plug. And the Rambam is just saying the underlying reason for the gzera, which is Shem Yishrech V'yate. But there are Rishonim that say specifically that the reason why there's an isser, even when it's far away, is because it's a chashash. The Baal Amor and the Ran, later on Kuf Memtes Amar Aleph, say that we don't say that a person is going to remember by the time he gets up, wherever he's going, he's climbing up the ladder to the light that's 10 stories up, we don't say he's going to remember and not do the Maisa Hatoya, and it's usher because we're really concerned. And there's an afkamina lahalacha between these two timim. There's a smack, the Torah actually brings it down. What happens if there's a ner that's in a closed glass case, in an ashashes chuches, or it's kavua, it's set up in a hole inside a wall and you can't get to it? So there, even though it's impossible to move, according to Rashi, you have a loy plug and it's usher. However, if the reason why it's usher is because it's a real chashash, there's no chashash when you can't get to it. So then it's going to be mutter. Another nafkimina is by a wax candle, a ner shel shaiva, where there's no hataya, it's not possible to have hataya. The Goy Sashri has a suffix about this. It's brought on the Beis Yosef, so you could say this is the suffix. How do you understand the Isser? If the Isser is a loy plug, even when you can't actually do hataya, it's going to be usher by a neshel shaiva as well. However, if there's a real chashash that you have to be concerned about, if I can't get to it, then it's going to be mutter. The Rishonim ask that if you continue learning the Gemara says, chad hu delay likri. It's only usher for one person to read. Hatrei shapir dami. But if you have two people, then it's okay. And the Gemara also says another halacha, Amar Ravim Adam Chashav Hu Mutter, if the person is Adam Chashav, and we're not concerned that he's going to be Mata, it's also going to be Mutter, and we pass in that way. The Gemara also says that the Nefta, which is Neft, Rashi says it's Masriach, there you're allowed to be Baidik to the R of Neft, and a person is not going to be Mata the Ner, that's also Mutter. So the Rishonim ask, the Ramban actually asks it by Adam Chashav, he asks it by Neft. He says, why isn't there a loy plug? Just like we said, by a high up candle, it's also because of a loy plug. Why is an Adam Chashav or Neft different. So the Rabban says, interesting, he says, only by min echar with a geyser, because of loy plug, but not by a situation where there's two minim. And he says that an adam chashev or neft is not the same thing as having two candles in two different places. It's a whole different situation. There was no loy plug. And the Bach wants to use that answer to explain why two people are going to be mutter as well, because by two people, there's no loy plug. The Bach says a different understanding, a different type of svara to explain why two people are different than height. He says, by height, there you could say that if you don't aser a candle on one level and a candle somewhere else, you could say, nosata devarecha lishiurim, because there's no gvul, there's no boundary. But by two people, where there's a boundary, you have two different people. One person reading is not the same as two people reading. There, you could say that there's going to be a hecker, and it's going to be mutter. Have a wonderful day.